Blog Talk Radio.
I've been through the fire, and I've been through the flood. Broken in pieces, yeah, and left all alone. But through it all, God blessed me. And through it all, God kept me. And I still have a praise inside of me. Yes, I Can I get a witness here? Come on, fire, help me. Come on.
I've been through the fire.
Been through the blood.
I've been through the blood.
Broken in pieces.
Broken in pieces.
And left all alone.
And left all alone.
But I got good news tonight. But through it all.
But through it all.
God bless.
God bless me.
And through it all.
Through it all.
God kept
me.
And I still
have a praise inside.
Let me tell you what my praise is.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Once again, praise the Lord, everybody. You are listening to I Still Have a Praise. Hallelujah, by the Georgia Mass Choir. Glory to God, glory to God. I bless the Lord today. Truly, I give him glory, I give him honor, I give him praise. Hallelujah. I'm going to take this testimony for myself today. If it had not been for the Lord, hallelujah, Psalms 124. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be today. Truly, but I yet have a praise. Is it anybody out there yet have a praise? I don't care what the doctor report is. Hallelujah. I don't care what the report is from your teachers, from your children, from your spouses. You have to believe the report of the Lord. And his report said, I shall live and not die. Hallelujah. And declare the works of the Lord. Truly, as I sit here this afternoon, glory to God, I'm in my car, so bear with me, you all. You know, you do what you have to do. We always been people that have done what we had to do. Amen. I had to take my mom to the hospital on this morning for emergency, really. And I had to just tell her we was going to get some labs just to get her there. Amen. And on yesterday, she had an incident where she was forgotten by someone to pick her up and just was walking to and fro on the middle Canal Street for the past 4 or 5 hours. I just thank God that he protected her. She wasn't able to remember nobody's phone numbers. So after a few hours of walking, and this is what she said, she saw a cab at the bus stop. God, I bless you today, Jesus. And she beckoned for the cab, and she told him to bring it to General Taylor in Loyola Street. And I was just I was just in a rage. How in the world can you forget my mother? How in the world can you forget your own mother? So we get so busy and we get so caught up in what we're doing. And the people that really should be at the top of our priority list, we forget about them. But my mother said something that really struck my heart. She said, you know, Adrian, when people get old, folks don't want to be bothered with them. And I kind of just shook and said, okay, all right. But nevertheless, I thank God that he shielded her and protected her while she was out walking, not having a clue of why nobody came to pick her up, or just wondering. Anything could have happened to my mother out there. But I bless the Lord today. I thank him, hallelujah, and I'm praising him. Glory to God. And when I saw that song on the playlist today, I still have a praise. I still have a praise. Amen. We've been here about 3 or 4 hours, and she's going up now to have an MRI, and I knew we were scheduled today. I didn't get a response, and I don't know if Leslie is on the line today. But anyway, I just had to do what I had to do. Amen. So nevertheless, we're giving God the glory today. We're going to go on. We're still in this series, The Acts of the Apostles. Amen. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost today, if you haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus, I admonish you today to get busy. Amen. Run into the ark of safety, because guess what? The doors are yet open, but there's coming a time when they're going to be shut. Glory to God. So we're just so thankful to be here today on Blog Talk Radio. Again, you're listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. I'm not going to prolong the hour with all of the things that we usually open up with. We have a wonderful speaker today, a woman of God that I have come to love dearly. I tell you, just meeting her for the very first time, she just has such a warmth and such a genuineness about kingdom, about souls, amen, and that's what endeared her to me. She truly loved the Lord, and she truly loved God's people, amen, and she don't take what God has given her, her assignment. She don't take them for granted, amen. She's faithful, she's loyal, she's dedicated, and she is committed to living a life that is pleasing to God. And I do apologize, Minister Phyllis, I wasn't able to get a flyer or nothing put up today. Just barely got the show scheduled today because of so many things going on. But nevertheless, the Lord's work is going to go forth, and he always has somebody, amen, and he always prepares the way. Glory to God. So we thank God for this wonderful, beautiful, kind, loving woman of God that have given her life to ministry and have given her life to being a servant in the kingdom of God. So we like to present to some and introduce to others. This is not our first time speaking on, excuse me, a time of reflection with Blog Talk Radio. So this is not our first time. So we're just thankful that the Lord have allowed her to come on and share some time with us and minister the word. We're on chapter 19 of the book of Acts. Amen. So God bless you, Minister Phyllis. Let me open up your line. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I bless you right now. Glory to God. All right, where she is. Here she is right here. Amen, amen. God bless you, Minister Phyllis.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. I thank God for the privilege, amen, of speaking today. And I just want to say, Pastor Adrian, that God is a right on time God, on time God. And I was listening to what you're going through, and my heart is with you today because my mom had an episode. Can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you.
Okay. My mom just had an episode last week. She's 83 years old, and I thank God for her. And she just went out. She was sitting on a stool and just lost consciousness. And my brother's daughter was there, happened to stop by while she was in town to say hello, and found in that condition. And I just thank God that God is God. I thank God he sits high and he looks low and he hears and answers prayer. Because while we're out doing the Father's business, he's taking care of our business. And I thank God, Pastor Adrian, I know that was a hurt to find out that about your mother, because I love my mother dearly. But you know, when you serve God, when you live for God, you have the edge on everybody else. Because what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. Because God showed you, no matter what the devil tried to do, he got you. He got your mother. And God kept her. And I want you to be encouraged because God is yet keeping her, and God is yet taking away.
Jesus.
Praise God. I just thank you. You know, I was listening to you, and I want you to be encouraged today. Because all of your work, you know the song says, it's my living in vain, it's my giving in vain. And the answer to the song, and just like I'm saying now, is no. No, no. Because God has a record. And one thing about it, you know, people, you know, fame comes and goes and up and down and in and out. But with God, he always keeps a record. He always, like he told... He bragged on Job. He told Satan, have you considered my servant, Job? He bragged on Job. He bragged on Job. I love this. I love Job so much, and I know Job loves me so much. You go ahead and try. You'll find out everything I said is true. And I want you to know, Pastor Adrian, God has been bragging on you.
He's been
bragging on your faithfulness. He's been bragging on your trust in God. And he told Satan, you go ahead and try her today. She's up to it. She loves me. and she's going to keep on keeping on. And I thank God you proved the devil out to be a lie, because he meant this evil, but God just sent you a sign that he's with you, he's keeping you, he's protecting you, and he's providing for you. The word of God is true. He said, I will never leave you and never forsake you. And this is to all the people that's going through something right now. You love the Lord. You don't understand why you at this particular time going through this. You don't understand. But let me tell you, sometimes God brags on you. Sometimes God brags on you and tell the devil, go ahead. I know they love me. I know they trust me. Go ahead. Give them something they don't understand. And I guarantee you they're going to keep serving me. So you'll be encouraged, whatever the test, whatever the trouble, whatever the trial, because God is with you. And I love the scripture so much. He gave us the promise, I will never, 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 I will never leave you. And when he says never, he means never. He said, I will never forsake you. And when he says never, he means never. Amen. Praise God for the word of the Lord today, because the word of the Lord is true. And I'm a person, I don't believe in coincidence. Everything happens, amen, in God's own time. And God allowed that to happen, amen, to prove himself strong in that situation. We know, we see on the TV all the time, people, amen, their memory, something happened with their memory, and they're walking, and what happens? They find them in a canal. They find them being kidnapped. But look at God today. God kept the woman of God, her mother. God kept her. And some of you are going through strange situations. And I have been there. I have been in strange situations. And I didn't understand why. I said, God, I'm giving you my all. I have been in a situation where the police surrounded my house like they were doing a drug raid. And they surrounded to put me out of my house, me and my family. And I couldn't understand what was going on. But God was in the midst. God was testing me. God was trying me. And a week after that incident, I was on the platform at a major convention, amen, preaching the word of God, amen. And my head was not hung down because I was living right before God. And God allowed me to be tried, and God used me in that meeting like he never used me before. He gave me words of knowledge for the people, and every word I gave, the people claimed it and said it was true word. So we don't know what God is setting you up for, Pastor Adrian, but it's something good. Amen. It's something good. I praise God, amen, for the woman of God today. Amen. And if I don't get to talk much on my Acts chapter 19, it's okay, because I'm being led by the Spirit today. And if you want to be blessed, be led by the Spirit. And the Spirit of God says, minister to the woman of God today. This is a faithful woman of God. This is a woman that loves the Lord. This is the woman that has sacrificed. This has sacrificed time, money, job. She could have had a lot more. She could have been doing a lot more. She could have been in another level in the worldly way. But she chose to do it God's way. And I salute the woman of God. Amen. I salute her and I honor her. Amen. And all that she does for God. Because God never makes a mistake. Any trial, any tribulation we go through, God will somehow take what the devil meant for evil and cause it to be used to bring God glory in your life. So truly, I love this woman of God. Amen. Every time I see her, I'm just like Mary was with Elizabeth. When Mary saluted Elizabeth, the baby in her womb leaped. John the Baptist leaped. The Spirit of God, amen, connected, and that baby leaped. And every time I'm in this woman's presence or I'm in conversation with her, God is my witness. The Holy Ghost is stirred within me, and I can preach like never before. I can minister like never before. It's something about the anointing that's on her life, amen, that just brings me to another level. And I truly thank God for the woman of God being in my life, for God allowing such a person, amen, to come into my path, because once he did, I knew it was God. Amen. Mm-hmm. The connection that I made with her, I knew it was God. Mm-hmm. And truly, I just thank God for her. I love her. I honor her for her work's sake, because she is a mother in Zion for so many women of God. I've told her that over and over, and I'm continue to tell her. God sent her to New Orleans because there's so many women out there, amen, that want to do a work for God but not being recognized, amen, not overlooked, amen, and want somebody to sit up on them, amen, that will help them to grow stronger, grow higher, and be effective to do the work God has called them to do. Truly, she's a mother in Zion. She's a mother, amen, for the women of God. Amen. She is I just praise God for her. She's an example to the body of Christ. Amen. And I pray, amen. I just lift up, amen, Pastor Adrian right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just speak the blessings of God over her life. Amen. I just pray, God, do it, Lord. Do great and wonderful things. Amen. I break every hinder in the name of Jesus. This woman of God is due the mighty blessings of God. This woman of God is in line for the miracles of God. And I break every hinder. Amen. Every dam the devil has stopped up to hold up her blessings, I command it to be loosed. I decree and I declare this is your time to be blessed. This is your time to receive what God has for you. And no devil in hell will stop the blessings of God from coming forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and I declare the woman of God shall want for nothing. Shall want for nothing in ministry, in health, in business, in every area of her life. She shall want for nothing, saith God, my servant in whom I delight. Oh, hallelujah. Father, I praise you right now as I lift up Pastor Adrian and her mother. Amen. And I thank you for the woman of God. I thank you for your protection around her and her mother. And I just speak long life over her mother. Amen. I speak health and strength over her mother. Amen. And I just thank you for her. I thank you, Lord, as I speak peace into their lives. I speak strength. I speak comfort. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The peace of God be multiplied, not only to this family, but to everyone that's listening in, that's going through trials and tribulations. I speak the blessings of God. I speak the peace of God in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I just thank God, amen, for this opportunity. Amen. And I just want to touch briefly, amen, on Acts chapter 19. Amen. As the Spirit will expound upon it. Amen. And we'll begin and finish it another day. Amen. But as I read through this Acts chapter, I was really blessed. And, you know, we call it Acts. And it's not just Acts. It's not just the Acts of the Apostles. Amen. It's also the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. This particular book of the Bible, amen, is not there just to lift up, amen, how God used men, but it's also there to lift up how the Spirit of God moved mightily. Amen. Has men cooperated with the Spirit of God? Amen. And it's just every book of the Bible is there to be an example to us. Amen. And in this particular book of the Bible, I was really drawn, amen, as I began to read these scriptures, amen, to Acts 19, beginning at the 11th and 12th verse. And in those verses, amen, I saw scriptures, how God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. And you know, healing is the dinner bell. Amen. Healing is the dinner bell for the people. Amen. If you want to see the crowd come, if you want to see people come, amen, to hear the gospel, amen, let God use you. Let God use you to minister to the people. Amen. To pray and see God move and work. Amen. And once, amen, God uses you, amen, and touches body, amen, and turns things around in people's life, amen, people are hungry for the truth, and people will come running to hear the word of God, amen. But you also got to be careful, amen, because, amen, the word attracts the good and the bad, amen. When you throw out your net going fishing, amen, for souls, you're going to catch good souls. Amen, and you're going to catch, amen, troublemakers, praise God. And as the word went forth, amen, and healing, amen, the word went out throughout the countryside, amen, that God, amen, was healing and doing miracles, amen. It caught the attention, amen, of the seven sons of Sceva, amen. And I call these brothers copycats, amen, because, amen, they like so many other people, amen, they don't want to do the work, amen, they don't want to humble themselves, amen, go through trials and tribulations, go give up and sacrifice and yield for God and let the anointing come upon them, amen, they just want to be a copycat, amen, they want to watch you, what you say and how you say it, what you do and how you do it, amen, and then they want to run back. Amen, and try to imitate you, amen, and the thing about it is they don't have the right motive. They don't do it for the right motive, and because they have the wrong motive, it's no blessing in it, amen. These brothers, amen, got together, and they studied Paul, amen. They studied his move, they studied his mannerisms, they studied how he ministered, amen, until they felt like they had it down pat, amen. These brothers were imitators, amen, and I want you to know it's no blessing in being an imitator, amen. I want you to know there's only one T.D. Jakes. There's only one Bishop Noel Jones. There's only one Andre Crouch. There's only one Catherine Coleman. There's only one Pastor Adrian Bernard, amen. There's only one Mr. Clean, Pastor Richard White, amen. There's only one. Amen. And guess what? There's only one you. You are an original. So let me ask you this. If you're original, why do you need to copy somebody in order to be successful? You don't.
My God.
Just be who you are. Amen. And live the life. Amen. Just be an original, not a copy. Amen. What you do, do to the glory and honor of God. Praise God. And then God can be glorified and people can be all about motive. Amen. It's all about motive. Praise God. Do you not know, even in the world, amen, you go to an art gallery and go to an auction, people are willing to pay millions for an original painting. People are willing to pay millions for the first edition of a book or a magazine. Amen. Why? Because it's an original. And God, amen, if you present yourself before God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, the Bible will call you a vessel fit for the master's use, a vessel of honor. And that's what we want to be. Praise God. But the seven sons of Sceva, amen, had other things in mind. Amen. They saw the blessings, amen, that Paul, amen, was receiving, no doubt. Amen. As he ministered and people were getting healed. Amen. And in their mind, they saw dollar signs. Amen. And so here they go. Amen. They get their business cards together. Amen. They set up their healing tent. They put out their flyers. The healer is in town. Amen. But how many of you know there's only one healer in town? And his name is Jesus. Praise God. But they get themselves together, amen, ready to put on a show. They go hire an orchestra. And just like a lot of people that hadn't been in ministry, the first thing they want to do is call themselves apostles, the seven apostles, amen, ready to put on a show. They put the word out, and here come the crowd. Because when you put the word out, there's healing. How many of you know sick people want to be healed? People want to be blessed. So the crowd comes, amen. They start the music. They get the people all excited. Praise God. Amen. And then it's time, amen, to minister the word. Amen. But these brothers don't know the word. They get up and they talk a good talk. Amen. All they know is that they want to imitate Paul. All they know is that Paul used the name and got results. And they felt like if I use this name, I'll get results. But how many of you know it's not about a copycat? It's about the soul. It's about what's in your soul, what's in your heart. Is it in your mind to live for God? Is it in your mind, amen, to sacrifice, to seek the anointed? Is it in your heart, amen, to love God with your mind, spirit, body, and soul? Amen, that's what it's about. Amen, because if you're real with God, he'll be real with you. Amen, these brothers weren't real. They hadn't been in the word. Praise God, if they had been in the word, they would know what Zechariah said. Zechariah said, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit. Praise God. If they had been in the word and studied the word, amen, they would have known, amen, what Mark said. Mark said, amen. These signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. People that know God, people that have an experience with God. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Praise God. But they didn't know all that. They thought being a copycat that they had a recipe for success. And their recipe was for disaster. Praise God. An old song says, what you do, do it with a heavenly mind. Praise God. And what they did, amen, they did for the wrong reason and the wrong motives. And because they did, they got the wrong results. Amen. When it came time, amen, to minister, amen, this brother stepped forward. Amen. Full of demons. And they felt like they had the winning ticket, but they didn't. Praise God. Their heart wasn't right. Amen. They began to talk to that demon, and that demon began to roar and look at them. And they looked at one another. Now, how did it go? What did he say? Whose name did he use? Oh, Jesus, Jesus. That's it. In the same name that Paul used. Amen. I adjure you to come out. Amen. And how many of you know? The devil knows when you don't know what you're doing. Amen. So you better come right. Praise God. Amen. And these brothers didn't come right. Amen. All eyes was on them. Amen. And the devil had a field day. Amen. The scripture said the spirit came out of the man, and it jumped on all seven of them, beat them up, stripped them down. Amen. And they cut them up, ran crying naked. Amen. You don't play with the devil because he's nothing to play with. Amen. If you don't have powder, you better recognize it. Amen. You better admit the truth. Praise God. Amen. We need the power of God in our lives. Amen. The world's eyes are on us. We say we know the healer. We say we know him. We say we've given our lives to him. Amen. But it's time now for to show the world. We're talking. It's time now to show it. Amen. Praise God. There's one healer. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Shalom, our peace, Jehovah Shikanu, our sanctifier, amen. There's one healer, amen, Jehovah Rapha, amen. He's our healer, he's our deliverer, he's our, amen, he's all we need, praise God. But our point is, amen, be real with God. Amen. That's what I took away from this scripture. Amen. Some people, amen, get in ministry because they've been watching, amen, this international ministry. They've been watching how the crowds, they've been watching the cars they drive. They've been watching the house they live in. And they feel like, oh, if this, if ministry brings you this, then, you know, I'm getting in ministry. And then, but let me tell you, that's far from true. Anybody that lives for God knows it's nothing wrong, amen, with having the blessings of God, amen. But it's going to be a long, hard road to get to that point, amen. It takes years to build up a ministry, amen. It takes years to get dedicated followers, amen. It takes years, amen, amen. You sow and you reap the blessings of God. Amen. This is not a shortcut thing. Amen. I can't copycat, amen, Pastor Adrian, and expect to get what Pastor Adrian has. I got to be willing to sacrifice like she sacrificed. Amen. Fast and pray. Amen. Like she fasted and prayed. Amen. This is not an easy thing. Amen. You got to be real with it. Praise God. Amen. And I'm about to come to a close. Amen, Pastor Adrian. And when I close, amen, I want to do a short prayer, if that's okay. Amen.
Yes,
and I'll be
right
on the line. I'll be on the line. I'll be able to hear, but I won't be able to respond. But
okay.
I want to leave you with the story that I heard years ago. Amen. And it was a brother in the church. Amen. And his brother told a story. He said one day it was a man that went into a pig farmer's. He went into the pig farmer's yard, determined to steal a pig. And the man didn't know it, but in this pig farm was a puppy. This puppy didn't know who he was. He saw the pig grunting, and he wanted to be a pig. So he was running behind the pig, trying to be a pig. So in the dark, man didn't know what he was grabbing. He was just trying to steal a pig. So in the dark, he grabbed something, stuffed it in his bag, and took it home. When he got home, he took the bag off. Imagine how surprised he was when he saw a puppy and not a pig. The man was so angry. He went in a pig yard, determined to find a pig. And he looked at that puppy, and he said, "If you're going to be a puppy. But if you're going to be a pig, be a pig." And I'm here to tell you, if you're going to be for Jesus, live for Jesus. Amen. Talk for Jesus. Walk for Jesus. Amen. Do the things, amen, that lift Jesus up. If you're going to be a child of God, be a child of God. Amen. It's not about dressing. Some people want to tell you, you got to dress like this. You got to, like that. It's not that. It's the matters of the heart. Amen. Surrender your heart fully to Jesus. Amen. Be flexible. Be like a dime. Amen. Ready to talk. Amen. At the drop of a hat. Amen. Sometimes I'm in a store and people walk up to me and they say, "Oh, I need prayer. Would you pray for people I don't even know?" And they come directly to me. "Would you pray for me?" I stop what I'm doing. I don't care if I'm in a store. I don't care where I'm at. Amen. If this soul needs prayer, it's time to pray. Amen.
All right.
And we pray right then. Amen. And I pray expecting God to move. Amen. And I pray in faith. Amen. Believe in God. Because, amen, if you're not about souls, why are you in the business? Amen.
Come on.
If you don't care about the needs of the people, why are you carrying the name? Praise God. You put that card up if you're not for real. Amen. Because God is looking for people. Amen. The eyes of the Lord go to and fro in the earth, looking for people that will represent him. And God is love. Amen. God is love. I have been in the French quarters working, and I passed by this drunk man. He was smelly. He had vomit on him. Amen. And the Spirit said, "Pray for him." And I didn't hesitate. I went back to him and asked him, "Could I pray for him?" He said, "Yeah." And I prayed for him. Amen. Because that's a soul. Amen. If you ever get the revelation, hallelujah, of how valuable a soul is, Amen. You'll never turn down another person. You'll never reject another person. Amen. Because the soul is the most valuable. Amen. God ain't worried about our stuff. Amen. I was talking with Pastor Adrian the last time we saw each other. Amen. God wants us to make it into the kingdom. But the first thing he's going to ask us when we get there, okay, you here, now who did you bring with you? Amen. Like, it's not about us. It's not about us. When we realize that, the better off we're going to be. We're crying, Lord, I want these shoes. I want that dress. I want this house. It's not about us. Obey the Spirit. Do what God says do, and God will give you your heart's desire. It's about obeying the Spirit of God. Amen. Sometimes it'll take you down a road you don't want to go, but go. If God took you down that road, go. Amen. Because the blessings of God go with you down that road. The race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endureth to the end. Be encouraged to endure, man of God, woman of God. Be real. Be real. Amen. And the blessings of God will overtake you. But put him first. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. Praise God. Father, I thank you for the people of God today. I thank you. You never make a mistake. You knew who needed this word today. You know who needed encouragement today. Father God, everyone that's listening, that's downhearted, I speak strength in the name of Jesus. Everyone that's depressed, amen, I rebuke that spirit of depression. The joy of the Lord is my strength. In the name of Jesus, I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. The Lord is my rock and my salvation. Praise God. In whom will I fear? Hallelujah. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Praise God. He's everything we need. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. The world try to tell you, amen, you can't tell me nothing unless you got all this glimmer, unless you got all this stuff. Praise God. Amen. But stuff or no stuff, it's still Jesus. Amen. Because they don't need our stuff. They need our God. Praise God. So we want to continue to lift him up, and I'm speaking to every saint of God. Be encouraged today. Because today the Lord is with you, and today all that the devil meant for evil, God will turn it for good in your behalf. Amen. God knows his faithful people, and God is with them to deliver them. Amen. Out of every trial, every tribulation. Amen. You be blessed today. I love you. Amen. Be encouraged. Amen, and I also want to invite you, anytime you need encouraging word, amen, I've started a group Going Forward on Facebook, amen, look it up, amen, if you have a friend that's down, tell them to look it up, amen, I speak a word as God gives me to encourage the body of Christ, because we need one another in these last days, amen, we need to know that God is for us, God is not against us. If we are wrong, we repent and get it right. God is for us. God is for his people. He's for us. He's always looking for ways to bless us. So be blessed and be encouraged. You are loved by the Most High God. We praise God for this opportunity, and we thank God for his people. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Beautiful, beautiful word of God. I tell you, and I, Minister Phyllis, I bless the Lord because our spirits certainly agree with one another. And, I just don't preach or teach because I just go to a scripture and boom, there it is. But I'm always mindful, and I ask the Lord to be led of his spirit. And there's been a couple of times that I thought I had a message and all worked on it, you prepare yourself for it and what have you. And then right when I get in the place where I'm the minister, God will change that word. Hallelujah. Because guess what? You want to be led of the Spirit. And truly, I know that you were led of God's Spirit on today, and surely I needed that encouragement. Surely I needed that word. And those of you that's on the line, this was a Rhema word today. Be who you are. Be what God has called you to be. Be and work on the assignment that she spoke this thing so beautifully. And in your leisure, read that chapter 19 of the book of Acts. Amen. She told a story about the sons of Sceva. Amen. They wanted to imitate. She said there were copycats, and there was. But the Spirit spoke and said, Paul, I know. And Jesus, I know. But who are you? Hey, they couldn't even do the work. And if you're not led of God's Spirit, and if you're not full of his Spirit, amen, guess what? You'll fall for anything. They say if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Wonderful, wonderful word. Glory to God. I bless the Lord today, and I want you all to be prayerful. I see Mother Charity on the line. I see Prophetess Darlene. God bless you, and I'm going to ask her to pray for my sister-in-law. I didn't forget, but I was running out of the emergency room to get in this car where I could get. I didn't know Leslie wasn't on the line, but I want you all to pray for my sister-in-law. I told Mother Charity about her about 2 weeks ago. They're talking about pulling the plug on her on tomorrow. And I tell you, people of God, if you find yourself in a dire situation, amen, and trouble is everywhere, don't block out the saints of God. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to keep the saints away. If anybody you want to draw near, amen, it is the people of God. He said the effects, he said over in James, in the book of James, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, it availeth much. So those are the times that we really need the saints to touch and agree. We need somebody to intervene. We need somebody to intercede. But the devil is shrewd, people of God, and the very people that we are connected to, the enemy begins to whisper. Hallelujah, and begin to seduce us where those are the very people we want to shy away from. But those are the people that we need to draw near to. So please, I'm asking you all for prayer for my sister-in-law. Her name is Jacqueline Eubanks. And I know God is a miracle worker. He's performed so many miracles. Amen. He performed us from a man from the dust of the earth. So he's still working in miracles. He's a specialist. That's what he does. Amen. And he wants us to live life abundantly. God would that none of us would perish, but that we would all live. Amen. And live life abundance. Amen. So I tell you, Minister Phillips has really ministered to my heart today. I'm going to open up the lines. Amen. I'm going to go to Prophetess Darlene. Looks like she's dropped off, but I'm going to go to Mother Charity right now and open up the lines. We still see about 5 or 6 more callers on the line. God bless you, Minister. God bless you, Mother. Mother
yeah,
Charity.
Praise the Lord. God bless you,
praise
too. I'm
him.
So glad
praise
to
him.
Hear from you. Hallelujah. Yeah, right. And I'm thankful that the Lord just covered your mother, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Anything that happened to her, glory to God. We're going to continue to pray for her. And I enjoyed,
yes.
Amen, Darlene, on that today. Praise God. Amen.
That was ministering. Phyllis.
And
Minister
also
Phyllis,
testimony
mother.
That she gave of her mother. As well,
mm-hmm.
and I
mm-hmm.
thank God that He encamped His angels about her, didn't allow anything to happen to her. Praise the Lord!
Yes.
Yes. And I thank God how she expounded, amen, on the 19th chapter of Acts. Praise God, amen. In Jesus' name, I enjoyed her. Amen. Y'all continue to pray for me in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Mother. Beautiful,
thank
beautiful,
you.
Beautiful. Glory to God. Prophetess Darlene must have dropped off the line. Amen. I see Prophet Spinks on the line, and I certainly want the man of God to intercede and say a prayer along. We're going to touch and agree for my sister-in-law. Amen.
Yes.
That God would just preserve her life. Amen. And
yes.
If it's God's will, then it will happen. But I know one thing. God can change things in the moment of a twinkling of the of an
that's
eye.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
That's Bible. It's nothing
yes.
too hard for God.
Nothing,
amen.
Nothing
so
too
Prophet
hard
Spinks,
for
God. Amen. God bless you, Prophet Spinks. I don't know if he's able to say anything, but he
praise
is.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We give honor to God, and we give honor to Pastor Adrian Bernard, and to the speaker of the hour, Minister Phyllis, who so elegantly spoke on Acts chapter 19 and many things she said. We thank God for her. We thank God for Mother Chariot. Thank God for my spiritual mother. She said she dropped off Prophetess Darlene Davis. We thank God for everybody in their rightful places. We're going to go up in prayer for the woman of God, Sister Jacqueline U. Bates. Hayababo Shaka. Oh, to God be the glory. Hey, God, we can't do nothing without you, God. We can't move, go, or come without you. Father God, we need you right now, God. Father God, we are calling on you, Father God. Search us right now. Set the crooked places straight. Father God, created us a clean heart, and renew within us a right spirit. Father God, we ask you right now as we stand in the gap, as we lock in the spirit. Father God, as we lift up Sister Jacqueline U. Bates before you, God.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God,
Jesus.
We know your word declares that if we call on the name of Jesus and believe in our heart that whatsoever we petition the Father, in the name of Jesus, it shall be granted. You said that we should pray. You called us to pray for all men. You told us to pray one for another. And when one is sick, to call on the elders. Father God, we are calling on you right now. Jesus, the chief mediator, the high priest, the intercessor, the advocate with the Father, the healer. Hallelujah, miracle worker. We need you to work a miracle right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to check it right now. Father God, we believe in by faith, even at the centurion that said, just say the word. Father God,
send
we know that
word.
Your word makes a difference in the life of the people. Father God, we know that your word can stop things in the atmosphere. We know that your word can change the situation, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because your word cannot fail. It does what you sent it to do, and it prospers wheresoever you please. Father God, we need you right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against anything that's not like you, God. We cancel the assignment of the enemy right now. Father God, for sickness must go. Father God, depression must go. Father God, Alzheimer's must go. Father God, we pray a peace of mind right now upon the woman of God. Father God, we ask you to touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God. As you speak, God, we pray that your will be done even right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're claiming it by faith. We are declaring the victory over the woman of God right now by the power and authority and dominion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We claim it to be so right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray right now, sanctify any medications that's being took. Father God, right now, take out any impurities, anything that will harm our body for the up. building of her body, God. God, touch the doctors. Father God, everyone, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, give them wisdom concerning this, our sister, even right now, God, in the mighty name of the minister to whatever the circumstances is. Oh, Father God, we know that there's nothing too hard for our God. Father God, you the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Even as you did it for the three Hebrew boys, even as you stopped the mouths of the lions for death.
Yes,
Father God, we know that even right now, God, you are still performing miracles. You are still closing mouths of the lions. You are still covering in the fire in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, you're doing it even today, even as you did for the woman with the issue of blood. You dried up her blood issue in the mighty name of Jesus. So we believe in you right now for this thine daughter. Father God, do it, God, do it, God. We glorifying you. We giving you the praise. We giving you the honor. It's a testimony to your glory, God. We are claiming the victory right now. We ain't waiting for this battle to be over, but we shouting hallelujah right now to our God on high in the mighty name of Jesus. And strengthen Pastor Adrian Bernard, Father God, right now, as she keep on going forward in the duty you called her to, standing in the gap and interceding for others, God, reaching out to souls, even as the woman of God spoke on today. It's about souls, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Even right now, Father, and we declare it to be so, and we claim it by the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I know ministers
and didn't do it.
Our felicitations wouldn't be able
to. A man is going to head on.
So we're going to thank God for the woman of God. Thank God for Minister Phyllis Lofton today and that wonderful word that she delivered on today. Amen. Remember to keep one another in prayer. Remember Mother Charity's prayer line and also Prophet Spink's prayer line on Tuesdays and Thursdays. His line will be open on tonight. Amen. Let me let him open up his line where he can give that information. And Mother Charity, you can also. And we're going to close on out. I got to get back in this emergency room with my mother. I don't want her to think I just been left out of there. She was
right.
Having a test done. So I had to come to the car, but I'm going to get right back on back on in there. So Mother Charity, give them your information. Mother Charity, they're on a prayer line out of Detroit, Michigan, six days a week. The only day they're not there is on Sunday. Give them your information, Mother.
Yes, that's 1, and that's 712-432, and that's 0700. Then the area code is 163-869. And the pound
sign. That's the access code. Access code. 163-869. I know it by heart, Mother.
Yeah, the access.
All right.
Is one, can you hear me? It's 163-869 in the pound sign.
All right.
Yeah,
amen.
Right.
Amen.
And that's from 6 to 7 a.m. Monday
Eastern
through Saturday.
Time.
Pardon me?
Eastern time.
Yeah, Eastern Standard Time. Right, exactly.
All right, Mother. Well, God bless you. Prophet
Thank
Spinks
you, and bless
on,
you too.
All right, Prophet Spinks is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Before I bring Prophet Spinks on, we just want you to be in prayer with us. We'll be hosting Sunday services again starting this Sunday. This Sunday, the 17th, we'll be hosting Sunday services again at 8 a.m. Amen. And we're going to be at 4501. So if you're in the New Orleans area or the surrounding areas, please meet us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at 4501 Dowman Road. That's New Orleans, Louisiana, 70119. And you can always reach me on my cell number. My number is area code. I don't mind giving my number out. Area code 209-271-8735. So please be in prayer with us that the Lord would just have his way and that God would continue to draw the souls that he have assigned to this ministry. Amen. Now, Prophet Spinks is going to come. Prophet Spinks.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. That's Live and Learn Ministry, prayer and online fellowship. We're on every Tuesday and Thursday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And the phone number, the area code is 302. Phone number is 202-1104. And the access code is 258026. That's Tuesday and Thursday night. Matter of fact, tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And that phone number, one more time, area code 302-202-1104. And the code is 258026. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Well, we all should have a mind to always live and learn every day. So God bless you, Minister Phyllis. We're not going to hold you. I know you're still listening. Now you're not able to respond. God bless you. Give our love to your husband, and we'll see you all on next week at the same time, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Remember Minister Leslie Priest. She lost her grandmother last week, so remember that family in your prayer. Minister Leslie Priest, amen. Those of you that's on social media, just give her a shout-out and let her know that you're praying for her and her family. Amen.
Amen.
So God bless you all. I'm not going to close out with the song. We're just going to
close out and say God bless you all. Have a beautiful weekend. In Jesus' name, God bless you, Sister Anitra, and all the prophetess Darlene, all of those that was on the line earlier. We thank God for you. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you as well.
Weekend.
Praise the Lord. We're going to continue to pray
God
for you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Have a lovely weekend, everyone.
Hallelujah.
All right. God bless
all
everybody.
Right. God bless
have a beautiful weekend. We're gone.
Thank you. Amen. You
all
have
right,
a beautiful weekend.
Mother, love you much. Prophet Sphinx, love you too. And
yes, we
love
you
love
as well.
You
praise
thank God for each and every one of you all that God has divinely connected us to. I tell you, you all are in my heart. You're in my heart and you're in my prayer. In Jesus'
thank
mighty name. Amen.
Can you sit up here?